is 306 on the mighty 790 KFGO on this Black Friday edition. I'm going to be honest with you. It's one of the slower days of the year in talk radio. People are rightfully unplugged from the world. Many people are shopping. Thousands of people are shopping. Thousands more are just sitting in front of their TVs right now watching college football, drinking a grain belt with one hand down their sweatpants. I mean, that's what guys are doing today. They're not listening to talk radio. They're not mad at the world. They're just kicking back and relaxing. I'm working. And Clay Jenkinson is a guy who apparently isn't out shopping or watching football right now. So we're going to ask Clay Jenkinson to come on the program right now. He is our friend from Bismarck, North Dakota, the director of the Dakota Institute, and a man of letters and education. Hello, Clay. How are you?
Well, now I know why you invited me to be on to fill time here today.
No,
it's great. One's listening. I don't have my hands down my pants.
There are many people listening, and I'm glad you don't have your hands down your pants. I'm happy.
I stopped
for that
in high school.
I hear you pick it back up again when you turn like 75, though. But that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, but you got to be able to see.
That's a good point. Are you a Black Friday shopping kind of guy? Because I am not, Clay. I am the guy that avoids, well, I'm not a shopper anyway, but I avoid shopping on Black Friday like it's contagious. How about you?
Mike, if I needed a new television and I could save $300 by camping out overnight, you could never make me do it. There is nothing in the world that would make me break the sacrament of Thanksgiving and line up outside of a Best Buy or a Costco to get a deal on a lawnmower or a snowblower or a new clock radio. And I know this is a phenomenon that people enjoy. My daughter and my mother will do this from time to time. But I think that it's a sacrilege to let capitalism and merchandising take over absolutely everything in American life. And the last bastion of the true holiday sacrament was Thanksgiving, and now that's gone too.
As I said before you came on, though, Clay, in the previous hour, it's our fault, though. It's not. I don't blame the retailers. I don't blame the big box stores. I don't blame anybody. I blame us. And my point is, obviously, that if we didn't go to these stores whenever they told us we could go to them, they wouldn't open because they wouldn't be making any money. So don't we have ourselves to blame and not Costco, Walmart, Target, Best Buy?
Well, that's a tough, I mean, that would take a long analysis. You know, capitalism works by making you feel inadequate. It makes you feel that if you had a Diet Coke, you'd get the woman of your dreams. Or if you got a new car, that suddenly you would be free and wealthy and more attractive. And so capitalism's marketing is to make you feel inadequate and then tell you that X will fill that. And so we all have come to feel this, that there is something somewhere that our MasterCard or Visa could buy for us that would turn things around. And then these stores open up for us and we flock to them because we think, wow, I'm going to save $250 on that widescreen TV. And then 4 days later, we think, what was all the fuss about? So I get it that we, you know, our habits, we could stiff these people by just not showing up, but who can resist it?
Well, we should be able to.
But we
then again, I'll go back to the same thing. Then it's our fault.
So then maybe we should have stores open 24 hours a day and sell liquor in our grocery stores.
Sure.
The way they do in Nevada.
Absolutely.
And we should just surrender the world to pure stuff and merchandising and forget any sense of restraint whatsoever. I hope you saw Pope Francis's statement in which he said, you know, this sort of commitment to base materialism is destroying the soul of the world.
And I don't disagree with that. And I, in fact, and I am, as I've said, coming into this, I am not one of those people who needs to get out and buy something. If I need to buy something on August 3rd, I'll go buy it on August 3rd. It doesn't matter to me what day I buy it to save 10 bucks. But I agree that we are and have been and are becoming more so this society and this world of just blatant materialism. I mean, it is out of control, but if that's what capitalism is going to be, if that's what the basis of what our country wants to be is a capitalist society, then it's up to us to stop it. It's not up to the marketing firms. It's not up to the advertising firms. It's not up to the corporate America, evil corporate America. It's up last night when my wife and daughter, Emma and Michelle, 8 o'clock last night, they said, well, we're done eating turkey. We're done watching football. We're done being with you, Mike. We're sick of you now. So we're going to go to Target. And I said, knock yourself out. Go ahead. It's up to me to say, hell no, you're not going. You're staying home with me and we're going to play checkers instead. And I didn't do that. And I said, go ahead. Knock yourself out. I'll watch another football game and have another turkey leg and drink another grain belt.
Well, let me get this straight. You and I are two out of 340 million Americans, and there are exactly 14 people listening. And they also agree with us. So we're talking to the converted. And your own wife and daughter left and said, put your hand wherever you want.
I do anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
But think of it. I mean, obviously, this is a pointless conversation since you and I agree.
Yeah.
And the 47 people who are actually listening this afternoon agree. And everyone else is at Best Buy and Target.
That's right. That's right. You're exactly right.
Maybe there's some drive-by. Maybe some people are on their way to Wendy's right now or, you know, to get the early supper at Chili's. And they're listening. And maybe we'll turn them around. So I think you should make an appeal to your wife and your daughter and to people just like them to come home to their poor, beleaguered husbands.
I'm going to throw this out there and see if we get anybody to bite on it. And I doubt that we will because, as you said, there's between 17 and 47 people listening right now, which is not accurate. There are thousands.
That's about my usual Monday, though.
That's not true at all. I can tell you that much. If you're out there driving between retailer A and retailer B or retailer C and D right now, and you're listening to this program, you have us on in your SUV, give us a call, 237-5948-800. 880-5346. I just want to hear, number one, that there's somebody listening to us between retailers, and B, that I want to hear your reasoning for being out in the madness today, especially if you're a guy. And I don't want to be a misogynist here. I'm probably going to come across as one, but we can be honest that I think women like to shop more than men. I don't think that's saying anything that's too out of line. But if you're a guy out there driving around right now in the madness that is 13th Avenue or West Fargo or whatever, why are you doing this? And do you think that we've become too materialistic? 237-5948-800-880-5346. There's at least one person out there because they're calling right now, Clay. So we're gonna
to hear this.
How was your Thanksgiving? You sent me a message last night saying, Mike, have a happy Thanksgiving. And I returned it to you. Everything go okay with your mom and your family?
I'm thankful for our friendship. My mother was here and our friend Shyla Schaefer was here. I cooked not one but two turkeys, one in a salt brine for the new fad, and then a 26-pound giant regular roasted turkey. And it was absolutely magnificent.
Wow, 26 pounds?
Yeah, there are only 23 pounds left.
And what are you going to do with those 23 pounds, by
the way?
Sandwiches
from here until January 12th.
Turkey hot dish, because this is North Dakota.
My mother makes potato patties. Do you know what they are?
No.
Oh, you take mashed potatoes, and you make them into thin patties like hamburgers, and then you fry them in butter.
Oh.
It is absolutely an artery-closing delight.
God bless America, brother.
Yeah, that's why I'm on the couch today. I can't stand up.
Get your hand out of your pants, because we're going to Julie in our villa, North Dakota. Hi, Julie. You're on KFGO. Go ahead.
Hi, Mike. I guess I am one of the few listeners today, but I have to say I am actually going shopping right now.
Oh boy.
Okay.
And I feel bad about it, but it's not like I'm doing Black Friday shopping. This just happens to be a day that I had off that I could go in and get groceries, and I'm not looking for sales or anything. I don't care, and I think you're absolutely right that, you know, opening up last night at 8 o'clock is a little ridiculous.
Okay.
But, you know, here I am going in on Black Friday. Of course, most of the shoppers hopefully will be gone by now because they're all taking now.
Well, but you have a reason, and it's a good reason, that you actually have a day off today. And that I think that's legitimate. If you're not working like you do, I assume, every other weekday mostly, you get a chance to get out, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, all right. Julie, thank you. Clay, we're going to go to Jeff next. Jeff, you're on the road. You're on with Clay Jenkinson on the Mike McFeely Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to comment on why people shop. Do they have, like, doorbusters any other time of the year than, like, right now? If they had them on Sunday and not today, wouldn't that change when people shopped?
Well, Jeff, here's my belief is that, and Clay, correct me if I'm wrong, but retailers will throw out a couple of really good deals to get you into the store, and then everything else is always pretty much the same price as it always is.
It's always on Thanksgiving, you know, the day after Thanksgiving. Why not on Sunday? Then you wouldn't have the customers. They wouldn't have to be open. You know what I'm getting at? They create it, not the customers. The stores create these people. These sales for these people to go in.
Oh, no, and Jeff, thanks for the phone call. And I agree with that, Clay, is that it's a manufactured event. Black Friday is a manufactured event by the American businesses, right?
It's bait and switch, right?
Yeah.
But I do think, you know, just to be balanced for a moment, I think that almost everyone is bored to tears by about 7 p.m. on Thanksgiving, and they want to get rid of you. They'd like you to sit eating Doritos and watching the game because they no longer even care about you. Everyone's stuffed. They're stir crazy. They want to get out. And then capitalism says, hey, if you come hang out at Target, you can save 22 cents on your new coffee pot. And it works. So capitalism can't be blamed. I'm with you. I mean, we're the consumers. Don't we have any self-restraint, any discipline, any residual commitment to playing checkers? I'd play checkers with you, Mike.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And no, we have no self-restraint. No, we have nothing, because we are blatant pigs for buying stuff we don't need. That's what Americans are.
Have you ever once in your life gone on Black Friday at any point during the day to buy something that you think might be cheaper?
No. Nope.
Me either. But my child does, and she comes back with, you know, she goes to Her Burgers, and she comes back with $347 worth of cosmetics, and then they gave her a $6 bag as a gift.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not... It's not good. We're not showing our best side today. Clay, I need to put you on hold. Hang on. We have full phone lines wanting to talk about shopping. And I can't wait for Fred's phone call from Grafton, because he wants to talk about potato pancakes.
Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
The Mike McFeely Show rolls on this Friday afternoon on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Clay Jenkinson of the Dakota Institute, Sunday columnist for the Bismarck Tribune, is with us from Bismarck, North Dakota. We're talking potato pancakes and Black Friday. Let's go to Grafton, North Dakota right now and talk with Fred. Hello, Fred in Grafton. How are you?
Hey, happy day after Thanksgiving. I did not shop. Actually, I'm finishing up my day of work. But when Clay talked about potato pancakes, it took me back to, I'm of Norwegian heritage, and my grandma on my dad's side, and we would go down for either Thanksgiving or Christmas. There was plenty of fresh lefse and potato pancakes. And since that, my grandpa and uncles operated a dairy farm, it was nothing but real cream and real butter. So when Clay was talking about, or you were mentioning, the artery-clogging delicacies, it brought back fond memories, fellas.
That's good, Fred. And are your arteries clogged, or are they okay, Fred? That's my question.
They're okay now after I've had a bout or two with my cardiologist.
You got to.
I won't go into detail.
We trust you, Fred. Thank you, my friend. Thanks for calling. See, that's the beauty of KFGO, Clay, is that when you start talking about things like potato pancakes and other fun things like that, people like to talk about that on Black Friday. It's kind of fun.
We're two people here in North Dakota. Just to get serious for a moment, you know, we're that people, the people of that heritage, where we had lefse and fleischkekle and lutefisk and potato pancakes and so on, and we all have these rural roots. That's such an important part of our heritage, and now we're becoming this sort of more worldly people, and we are at Target and Best Buy and Menards, and we are more willing to leave behind those great traditions than ever before, and yet you can hear the nostalgia. I think we all feel a little sad that we are betraying that era and that set of values as happily as we are. But my goodness, the oil boom has brought so much more money into this state and a new type of person and a new type of energy that I think we're going to be rushing into that unpleasant future rather than just tripping into it.
Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're on the road. You're on KFGO. Go ahead.
Well, Mike, I want to wish you a happy Black Friday, because I think it's a tremendous invention. So far, I've been to a shopping mall in Grand Forks, and in Minot, now I'm headed to the one in Bismarck.
Oh, my.
Well, now, here, there's a reason for that.
Okay.
When retailers try to run a 24-hour operation, they find out that things break faster. And then they call us to come and fix them.
Ah.
And they do not get the Black Friday rate, I'm afraid. You know, that it's one of those things. But Clay will get a kick out of this. My wife is with me, and while she was in a bookstore that will remain nameless, but it rhymes with Barnes & Noble, she finally decided that she was not going to buy all the books she had stacked up, but she was going to go home and take the grandkids to the library.
Oh.
And that's where they'll get their books.
Fantastic.
And develop a reading habit that not everybody has anymore.
What a great idea. I hope it worked.
Oh, I think it will work.
Well, I mean, that's one, and you're just running around the state fixing stuff at enormously inflated holiday rates.
Well, okay, I'll go with that. I think that sounds about right.
Don't apologize for it.
No, this is your time. Well, that's cool. So are you going to wind up in Watford City or Sydney?
Oh, no, we'll not go quite that far west. We'll actually be back in the Fargo-Moorhead area before, too many hours past sunset tonight.
All right, Bob, travel safely, my friend.
Thank you.
Yep, you betcha. Let's go to Dan. Dan is on the road, and he wants to talk about...
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
Hey, first off, before I forget it, before we advise you to go to Youngstown next year, we got to get together. I can give you a list of both awesome eating places between here and Youngstown. But anyway, we're just talking about that traffic on 45th and 13th down there. I think there's plenty of room in the mall shop because they're all sitting on the street, can't figure out where they want to go.
Okay.
But anyway, listen to Clay. My mom used to do that too. We loved that she'd make a lot of extra mashed potatoes, but her recipe was you add about a level teaspoon of flour per equal about the size of a potato, and you mix that together because it'll help keep the potato patties together and fry, but you got to fry them in butter to a golden brown. And I usually put a little garlic powder in it, give it a little extra kick.
Oh, yeah.
They're really good, Mike. If you haven't had them, they're great. They're just about as good as those hamburgers down in next year in Brookings.
In Brookings. Dan, thank you. I know what I'm doing tonight when I get home after work. I'm going to make up some potato pancake patties.
A little flour.
Yeah.
I didn't know that because ours tend to fall apart. Well, now see, he's taught us something.
And a little garlic to give him some extra kick.
Well, I'm
too.
Not doing that. That feels like a South Dakota sort of thing.
Say, I know I told you only a half hour, Clay. Do you have a few more minutes or do you want to get
running? Sure, we may as well just waste the whole thing.
Well, we're not wasting. I'm having
a great
time.
We're getting great calls.
I want to go down the road. I was going to ask listeners this anyway. I want to ask them what books they're reading.
Let's do that.
Because I haven't read a book, sadly, in like 6 months.
I thought you were going to say 6 years.
No. That was your book I read six years ago.
Of course.
But I want some ideas for the holidays here when I'm going to have some time
idea.
To read. All right, hang with us. Clay Jenkinson coming back for more. He can't get enough of the Mike McFeely Show on KHGO. One more segment with Clay Jenkinson here on the Mike McFeely Show on this Black Friday edition of the program on KFGO. Before we get to book chat here on the Mike McFeely Show with Clay, I'm going to go to Donna, Clay, because Donna wants to talk more about your topic of potato pancakes.
Oh, cool.
Hello, Donna.
Hi. It's a funny thing. I think of this memory about every holiday. My mother-in-law used to make these potato pancakes, and you mentioned them about falling apart. And I kind of think she whipped up an egg or so and would mix in with the potatoes to kind of make them a little sticky and stay together. Have you ever heard that?
No, but I'm going to try it tonight. Now I'm going to put a little flour in.
And then, also
egg,
my mom.
And pretty soon I'll have a souffle.
Pardon?
I'll have a souffle before this is over.
Yeah. And then my mom, years and years ago, made lefse. But, everybody uses recipes today, and she's looking in the fridge and say, I think I have enough potatoes to make a few lefse, because she's already got the milk and the butter in there from mashing them. And so then she add the flour and sit and knead them, and she made them as big as these lefse fryers that you can buy.
Wow.
They were just beautiful. And she used to sell them 3 for $1 back in the late 40s.
Wow.
On Black Friday.
Pardon?
I hope she didn't do it on Black Friday.
Yeah, no. No, that was unheard of at that time. But anyway, when you mentioned them falling apart, I thought, I'm pretty sure my mother-in-law put a little egg in there to help keep
awesome.
Them together.
Donna, thank you. Have a great
You're
Friday.
Welcome.
Have a great weekend. You bet. This is why I love KFGO, Clay, and why I love working here is because I don't imagine that in Fort Myers, Florida right now, the local talk radio station, which they don't have one, by the way, are talking about holiday traditions right now in South Florida. I just get the sense that that's not happening right now.
Well, you know, I just have to say, and I mean no disrespect to you, but this is the first time I've ever learned anything on this program. I have learned how to keep potato patties together on the day after Thanksgiving. And you've got to say, that's America.
God bless America. It
yeah.
certainly is. Okay, here's the deal. We've got about 5 minutes left so with you. I honest to gosh, I haven't read a book in 6 months, which is embarrassing to admit. Although, wait, well, I am reading a book with my daughter right now, so that's not totally true.
That's good.
But I need a reading list for the holidays. I like to take some time off around Christmas and read and things kind of slow down a little bit. Give me a couple of books. Give our listeners a couple of books that they should check out, Clay, if you might.
Oh, man, I'm so bad at this. There is a new book by Salman Rushdie, you know, the guy who wrote the Satanic Verses mm-hmm. and for 9 years had to hide. It's called Joseph Anton, and it's about the 9 years in which he was endangered by the fatwa that was issued by the Iranians when he wrote that book. And it is one of the great books I've read in 5 or 6 years about freedom of expression and creativity and where the world is heading between Islam and the rest of the world. So there's one. How about this? I'm going to the Dickens Festival up in Garrison, North Dakota, between now and Christmas. For anyone who's listening, I know you, when I say Dickens, you're just going to sink.
Oh, no. Why
but
would they
Dickens,
do that?
Pickwick Papers. The Pickwick Papers is maybe the funniest novel ever written. And if you read the Pickwick Papers, you just sort of fall in love with life all over again.
The Pickwick Papers by...
Pickwick Papers by Charles Dickens.
Chuck Dickens. Okay.
Chuck Dickens, yeah. From Moorhead.
That's from Sabin originally, but Moorhead sounds
brother
good.
Brother Bruce Dickens.
Oh, sure,
from
sure,
Rothbay.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, Richard Dickens from Barnesville. Great
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
If people want to call in, we'll take some time. I'll give 5, 10, 20 minutes if people want to
sure.
give me a reading list for the holidays. 237-5948, 800-880-5346, kfgo.studio at kfgo.com is our email, or you can text me at 35270. And I love this day. We do this on Black Friday a lot because it's the one day of the year when I know things are a little bit slower and people are a little bit unplugged right now, so they don't want to be pounded over the head with Obamacare or anything else political. So if you have a good book to read, give us a call. This is the time of year, Clay, when I always open my collection of Jack London books.
That's a great thing to do. I love London short stories even more than his novels.
No, and that's I should have made clear the short stories – the basic To Build a Fire.
Love of Life.
Love of Life is fantastic.
Love Love of Life. That's one of my very favorites. And A Thousand Dozen, about the guy who takes the eggs up to, by the time he gets there after 8 months, the eggs are all spoiled and he
mm-hmm.
commits suicide.
Oh, yeah, that's always uplifting books.
Uplifting kind of, yeah.
Exactly.
Here's one. I mean, not to get political, but I'm reading Days of Fire, Bush and Cheney in the White House by Peter Baker. And here's the thing about this, Days of Fire, Bush and Cheney in the White House, Peter Baker. And I have to say, Mike, it makes you gain respect for George W. Bush and Richard Cheney.
Because?
Who would have thought? Because it's an inside account, and it's not a pro-Bush or pro-Cheney story. It's as objective, I think, as it can be. But it says that after 9/11, they spent their entire rest of the presidency thinking not on our watch, and doing what they could to protect the American people from a second wave, and that the choices they made were not as crazy as they might seem looking from the outside in.
Hmm. I don't want to give away the ending, but does Dick Cheney shoot somebody in the face toward the end of the book? Or?
He gets a heart attack.
Oh, okay.
And then a new heart, and then he writes another book, and now we're supposed to love him.
Oh, I love this segment.
Otto,
Otto, you're on with Clay Jenkinson. Go ahead.
Hey, I do a lot of books on tape. I walk my dog at night, and I'm in the car a lot. And when I'm not listening to KFGO, I listen to books on tape. And, of course, the standard bearers are James Patterson and Vince Flynn and that type of thing. But to read a book, there's a guy in Burgess that's an author, and he writes a series of histories. And I, for the life of me, can't remember his name, but somebody out there will know. he sells them at the local street fairs, and they're paperbacks, they're regular books, but he's a really good local author, and he lives in Virgis,
Minnesota, Lakes Country, you're talking about. Okay.
Yep, thanks.
Okay, Otto, thanks for the phone call.
You know, Virgis, the home of the world's largest loon, I think that would spawn great writing.
So should Roth say then, with the world's largest prairie chicken?
Well, or New Salem, world's largest black duck. But Mike, here's another one: Bully Pulpit, the new book by Doris Kearns Goodwin on Roosevelt, is too long. I think it's 1,000 pages long, but I'm at page 340. But it's a very fine study of Roosevelt and the progressive campaign of 1912.
Your thoughts on Doris Kearns Goodwin and her plagiarism or alleged plagiarism?
Well, it wasn't as bad as Stephen Ambrose's, which was really, really bad. But, you know, these great authors hire research teams, and the research teams actually draft the chapters of their books. And these authors are only authors in the most nominal sense. If you think Bill O'Reilly has been writing his Killing Of series, then you're nuts. And so what happens with someone like Doris Kearns Goodwin is she gets so great, so famous, so beloved, so award-winning that she ceases to do the hard work of writing books. I've written books, and it just about kills you.
So you're okay with her then, is what you're saying?
I'm less unokay with her than I would be if it were over and over and over again. But I don't like this trend where major authors are basically parts of a factory, and they give their name to work that they didn't control.
Well,
so she may not even have known about the plagiarism.
Well, and that's you talk about capitalism on Black Friday. It's all about the money. It's all
there's bait and switch. You know, you read a book by a famous person, and like Bill O'Reilly, you know, I can hear Bill O'Reilly's voice in his books, but I'll bet he didn't write seven sentences.
Well, but I think to Bill O'Reilly's defense, I think that he is listed. There's an author listed on the book with him.
He's got a helper, right?
Yeah. I mean,
and
so
a very distinguished one.
Yeah, you've got it. Okay, Clay, I know you need to run. Thank you very much, my friend, for coming on.
Hey, God bless you, and it's potato patties here. I hope there will be in Moorhead.
There will be later tonight. Thank you, Clay.
Bye.
Clay Jenkinson, our usual Monday guest in this program.